This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
And like, it used to be like badge of honor back in the day when I could drink like 10 beers, and I'm small. I drink 10 beers and like be like, I'm still standing, I'm good. Now, yeah. Like, I have 3 beers. And I'm three sheets to the wind.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
There's been no statistic that's been more predictive than yards per attempt on offense, generating explosive passing plays. When you pass, how effective are you? How far down the field? Every Super Bowl winner basically has been great at it.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
All right, let's get this Friday party started on You Better You Bet. It's Sean Moresh with Ken Barkley on the final Friday in June following the NBA draft, where Drafty Dayerson is going to have to change his name on Twitter very, very soon.
A little slow today. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Ken, happy Friday, man. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you. Obviously, yeah. Thank you very much for doing the show today. Appreciate it. I know you were. I don't know if people realize sometimes a lot of people pull double duty during the summer, yeah, when we're filling in and stuff. So Sean doing the yeoman's work here, which we really appreciate on our show. To talk about what was a pretty wild event last night, and it's so funny. You brought up a good point that I guess we can start with, because there's a bunch of betting thoughts. Who was right? Who was wrong? What happened? How crazy was it? Especially with the number one overall pick, but just the idea that I think the betting actually ended up trumping the drafting
last night.
I actually feel like that happened. I definitely can't remember a situation where that would be true. You had people who do mock drafts, reporters who cover the league, bloggers, all of NBA Twitter. And it wasn't this team's going to pick this guy. Like, how is that fit? Or like, that's crazy that they're going to pick him. It was, what does the betting market say about which team is going to get drafted where? And Sean, I can't remember a year ever. And it makes sense why, but I can't remember a year ever where that even came close to being the topic. Maybe it has to do with more of the prospects than anything. And that there's no number one guy. There's no LeBron. There's no Anthony Davis. There's no Tim Duncan.
True.
But it just seems like the biggest thing from last night was actually in our world, was in our corner of the sports verse, basically, which was all the betting markets.
Right. And Ken, look, the way that the NBA draft trends, let's all be real and be honest. There's very little years where there's Zion Williamson won, LeBron won, Kyrie Irving won. Like, those years really stand out because they're actually more in the minority than they are the reality. Now, it doesn't mean you can't get a star player at one. Clearly, that happened. Cade Cunningham's a fine player, but Cade Cunningham, you know, not hyped up the way, you know. Right.
Andrew Wiggins just won a title.
Like, of course.
He's actually kind of had a good career now for one pick.
Yeah. Right. The point being, those years now that are more common than not, the years without the slam dunk one, I think last night we saw a real pivot point for anybody that follows the NBA draft specifically, that as much as you trust a Shams or an Adrian Wojnarowski, you have to look at what Vegas is saying first before you look at any Woj bomb, and shifting that attention and shifting that ability to trust your reporter, but instead trust what the markets are saying. I think last night was that first smack in everybody's face of reality that needs to be remembered next year going forward. I mean, we always talk about Woj bomb, Woj bomb, Woj bomb. He does a great job, clearly has good sources. Boy, that Woj bomb blew up in his face. He basically was flexing on his own company's broadcast 12 hours before, telling you it's a slam dunk. that Jabari Smith would be going number one, and he was dead wrong, even though Vegas was telling us all day that it would be Paolo.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I think your analysis of it is correct. I mean, I bash Woj on this show sometimes for a bunch of stuff. The rant that he had about, like, betting is why fans are misbehaving in arenas and it's not anything else. All that kind of stuff. Like, the holier-than-thou kind of stuff I could definitely do without. For a guy who, like, let's be honest, makes more than 95% of most professional athletes now on a yearly basis. So, like, you know, you can be like, hey, like, don't, like, go easy on him. Be like, I think when you're in that sphere, like, all the criticism is fair game, to be perfectly honest. So, I think what we saw last night, which was just so interesting, was... I would call it like brazen courage on the part of people who bet. And there was like a lot, you know, I'm relatively plugged into a lot of people who had Bancaro, relatively plugged into a lot of people who had a lot of money on Bancaro, way more than I did. I had a very small position. Basically, when everyone moved, there was a couple books that didn't move. And I had a friend message me basically being like, this didn't move. Do you want a piece? And I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. No problem. Sure. Let's split it. And so I just like that was my only entry point into this draft. Like, I didn't get the Bancaro thing at the same time everyone else did. I knew nothing about the NBA draft. Like, I even said that on yesterday's show. I go, like, I wish I had information for you. But everyone seems to think that I, like, talk to, everyone's loaded up on Bancaro to go first. And, like, these aren't nobodies. Like, these are smart people who make it their business to know such things. And that was, like, the tenor going into the draft. But I say brazen courage because... Like, imagine, like, put, you know, this is a really easy situation to put yourself in. And what would you do in this spot, right? It's the morning of the draft or any betting event, but we'll call it the morning of the draft, like an event with certainty. And, like, not just a reporter says, the guy who breaks every story, who's right about everything.
The reporter.
Like,
not just
the reporter of any sport. Like, the ultimate, it's like, it's he and Schefter basically alongside each other. That's why ESPN paid both of them so much money in their last contracts. They break every story. They have every source. They're connected more than anybody else. And that guy, you're holding these tickets. You've been given information that Bancaro is very likely to go one, more likely than the market indicates. Not that like it was a certainty or whatever, but like you have really good info that he's at least live, or even like I kind of had like got some hints that the board was done and he might be one. Like the board was done and he might be one. And so you're holding on to these tickets. In the morning, you feel great. Market's moving in your direction. All the info you have points only in one direction, or at least to a lot of uncertainty, and you have big prices. You're feeling awesome. Like as good as you can feel about something. And then this insider, the ultimate insider, says it's the exact opposite. And doesn't just like hint that it's the exact, tweets that it's the exact opposite. Doesn't go on SportsCenter and like kind of wish-wash it. Like, this is how it's going to go 1, 2, 3.
And Ken, I don't blame people for bailing out and then betting Jabari Smith once they see what Woj says, because think about him saying that, right? Like him tweeting that it's the exact opposite of where everybody was going.
Well, what would you do? Would you buy out?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Yeah, I would buy
it. When he tweets it, would you try as hard as you could to just get off everything?
Yes, because I'm going to explain exactly why. Compare this to the NFL draft, right? The NFL has gone above and beyond, and they have two partners there, the NFL Network and ESPN, above and beyond making sure that reporters are not leaking the picks because it's a TV event. You mentioned Adam Schefter. Okay, he gets paid a lot of money like Woj does from ESPN. Adam Schefter is not 12 hours before, you know, leaking who every team is picking. Now, some years in the NFL, it's a little different because, you know, you kind of have an idea. And we did have an idea of Trayvon Walker. But Woj is tweeting something with certainty, right? Right. Yeah. With something with certainty.
I did a media hit. They said the host was mad, said he ruined betting the NBA draft by giving out what was going to happen. Said, I won't even watch the first half hour now. This
but
was
that's,
at 10 a.m.
That's the thing. This is his own company that's broadcasting the draft, and he has that much power as a reporter that, like, to heck with my actual company that is going to broadcast the draft, I am telling everybody that the first three picks don't matter. So if he's doing that and thumbing his nose at his own employer, how do I not get off of that? How do I not assume that it's Jabari Smith? Heck, did you see Jabari Smith's reaction in that green room as he was falling to three? Now, threes is, you know, it's no slouch to fall to three, but he was devastated because when he sees Woj tweeting that he's going one, you got to think that's happening. So I think the idea that they are aligned in partners, ESPN, would have made me get off it, Ken. It really would have.
Yeah, it's, and I just, you know, the person listening, I think this hypothetical exercise is like the most, it's the most fun thing to come out of this. Cause like, okay, you didn't get the info, but like put yourself in that spot where like you're holding this position. We get questions on the show all the time from people. I get direct messages on Twitter all the time from people. Now, obviously more during NFL season, but whatever, any award market, any of this stuff. And it's okay. Like here's how I'm set up. Like I'm looking pretty good, whatever the market is, doesn't matter. I'm set up really good. Like, should I hedge? And for how much? And we get more of those questions than people celebrating wins. We get more of those questions than any other type of question about anything related to betting. And it's the natural human inclination to be risk averse, right? Like, well, wait, I can get out right now. I mean, the books have started making a lot of money on offering cash outs on stuff that is way below what they should be offering. But they're taking advantage of the fact that you're like a little nervous about that you're going to be in this situation. Well, I have a 16 parlay. The first five have come in. What do I do? And it's like, well, if you knew you were going to feel like that after the first five legs, why'd you put in the parlay?
right.
Why take the ride? Right.
You lose sight of that.
Scared. Right.
You absolutely lose sight of that.
So it's interesting to, instead of, you know, using the 5-team parlay example or the 16 parlay example, to use this one where it's not even driven by, you know, like you have the Packers -3 to close out something and anything can happen in the game. You can feel as good as you can. The Packers could be -7 and you have -3. Aaron Rodgers can still get hurt. Like there's no certainty in what's going to happen on the field. But like in this situation, like I've been in the NFL draft this year, like I was in a really unique spot too, where like I felt like I had like impenetrable information about one of the draft picks in the top five. And then the market started moving where it was like 50-50. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, my information is above reproach here. Like, this is going to happen. I can't believe the market's moving this way. It's because, you know, a different group had been told something completely different, basically, and was betting it. And I would, like, our group was proven to be right, but we could have been wrong. And, like, it's just, but put yourself in that spot, right, where you're holding it. And in this case, not just the market moving, Woj tweeting, you're dead. And, the brazen courage in some situations, there was infighting. People who had bet him were yelling at other people who were buying out, like, why are you doing that? Like, I think we're good here. And just that, you know, you're really, you see your mettle tested kind of in that moment. What would you do? Like, would you just bail? Even if your information, even if I think Weltman, right, is the general manager of the Met, even if he called your house and said, it's big, like, what would you need to not buy out in that moment when it's this guy? It's not some random reporter. It's not even like a great NBA. It's not Chris Haynes or like a great NBA reporter, right? It's not. It's just the reporter.
The
guy who breaks everything.
Which I think brings up the following, Ken. I think there's one statement and one question that needs to be followed in this. The first statement is, I don't trust Woj ever again over my wallet.
Spurned.
Now, clearly he's going to have you know, a tip on free agents and stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that are
agents
tangible.
Will just tell him.
Right. Tangible stuff that is going to affect my wallet. If anything that has to do in the draft, I guess, is like that one clear, easy answer. And I guess, you know, futures on certain things. I am always now going to follow the gambling boards first. There's no other way to do it. You trust
or
that.
Or Sam's as well. It's worth noting. Like, that, we can bring him into this too. So,
And then the question I have is, how? How could Woj, with all his connections and seemingly always be right, get this so wrong while, you know, those handling the books could get it so right? Like, you know what I mean? A simple look at connections, right? Like, who are you connected to? How is it that inside that Orlando Magic war room, the bad info could get to Woj, but the good info can get to the bookmakers? Like, how can that
happen?
That's
such a well-framed question. That's actually a really well, where the bad info gets to Woj and the good info gets to the people
who
bet.
Like,
that's
how, like, think about that. Question. How could that happen?
It's interesting. Well, I mean, I wish I had like the you know, the Ben Mezrich book answer for you that'll get made into a motion picture, right?
But I think that's interesting, right? Like, are we in a position now where front offices in a very tight inner circle when it comes to these drafts, are we in a position where whatever leak gets out that's in the right, and maybe it's just an Orlando Magic thing, maybe that's really it, but like that whoever is in charge at some powerful casinos, you know, how are they the ones that are first in line to get that info over Woj? Like it's Woj.
Right.
So that's, and maybe that's part of, you know, the way sports have migrated now into Vegas, and you have the NHL and the NFL and maybe soon the NBA and Major League Baseball and yada, yada, yada. But like, this used to be like a foreign concept, like teams in bed with each other. And this, I think last night, what happened in the NBA draft is the most, you know, obvious concept that sports gambling and these professional teams go hand in hand now more than ever before if they're beating Woj.
Yeah, it was crazy. And just so people for, you know, you posed a kind of a hypothetical, like how could this happen or whatever. I mean, there's a few things that could happen. So one is they could have been leaning Jabari Smith, but undecided. And Woj like went with it. And then they were like, Banchero. And like, I kind of thought the board was finalized the night before. His tweet implied as boards are being finalized. So like, it wasn't set yet. And a lot of the people that I talked to that bet Banchero, it wasn't that they had like, and this, you know, we're talking about a week ago. We're not talking about yesterday. It wasn't that they had this like bulletproof info that he was the guy. It was that I think they had a really, really good inclination that the Magic hadn't decided yet. And if the Magic hadn't decided yet and one guy was minus a million and the other two were huge prices, okay, well, like who's the price that's the craziest? Like that's kind of like where they ended up going. So it wasn't that they had the info necessarily that far in advance, but as it got closer, then I just, you know, for people who think this stuff doesn't happen, I get to be a fly on the wall in some of these conversations. And like, I definitely won't reveal like sources or any of that kind of stuff or where the stuff comes from. Like I see texts sometimes with front office people. Like I see texts sometimes with agents. Like it's really pretty crazy. And like, it just the idea of like, do you really have information? A lot of people bet the NFL draft, the NBA draft, like looking at mocks, trying to, you know, listening to Ian Rappaport on NFL Network, watching Daniel Jeremiah and see what he says, trying to glean pieces of information. And sure, like there's some bets that come out as a result of that are interesting. Jalen Williams going really early as like a fast riser was definitely one of those that happened. Usman Jang going under his number was definitely another one. Everybody loved him. But then this other stuff of like who exactly goes one, who exactly goes two. Like there are people who know. And like it does get out. It's a very interesting like underworld of what happens. And the idea that it didn't get to Woj, but that it got to Woj after it got to other people was actually very interesting.
It's amazing. It was the most fascinating thing to come out of the NBA draft. The players themselves, is there any direct impact? Anything that will jump out futures-wise? Any team sneakily getting into the playoffs and out of the lottery? We give a little more oversight on that. It's You Better You Bet. It's Sean. It's Ken here on the BetQL Network.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.